This is KRDO's weekly Business Cast with Ted Robertson. The latest local business and financial news, along with information on the economy, employment, and more. Published every Friday at KRDO.com. Select the radio tab and click on podcasts.
Good morning. It's June 14th, and it is Flag Day. I'm Ted Robertson. This is your weekly KRDO Business Cast. Your headlines are include diversification and cybersecurity. There's a grant behind that. And then malware apparently is back with a vengeance, that according to the National Cybersecurity Center, which is based here in Colorado Springs. According to the Colorado Springs Business Journal, the Colorado Springs Chamber and EDC announced in a news release that the Chamber and Business Chamber and Pikes Peak Community College have received a grant from the Department of Defense Office of Economic Adjustment for more than $900,000 to pursue multiple cybersecurity community initiatives, including a cybersecurity defense diversification program. Cybersecurity has a $1 billion economic impact here in the Pikes Peak region. The Colorado Springs Chamber and EDC and Pikes Peak Community College are collaborating to make sure that number is only the beginning for our community. They're looking for eligible cybersecurity companies to help them do it. From the National Cybersecurity Center Cyber Brief, you might remember 2017 and when the WannaCry and NotPetya wreaked havoc on servers across the world. Well, a vicious new botnet dubbed Goldbrute is threatening to do the same, or worse. Researchers have uncovered an active malware campaign that currently is attempting to brute force its way into 1.5 million publicly accessible Windows RDP servers. That's worldwide. The scheme escalates by gradually adding every new cracked system to its network. We want you to check back for further updates and check your security. Check with your security team. Confirm any vulnerability of your organization's systems is always a good way to go. On the business side of things, in the north end of Colorado Springs, some concerns have been expressed by affected business owners and nearby homeowners, which led to a delay on Tuesday on a decision by City Council regarding the project to build a Scheels sporting goods store. The City Council had scheduled its first vote on whether to approve a request from Norwood, the project's developer, to be excluded from paying taxes in the North InterQuest Business Improvement District. The district is a group of around two dozen adjacent businesses and property owners along InterQuest Parkway who pay a tax to maintain streets and other infrastructure. At Tuesday's meeting, Council President Richard Scorman said the council had decided to postpone that vote after hearing concerns from district members and nearby homeowners that Norwood won't pay its fair share of taxes to maintain the district. At the Colorado Springs Airport, they're being distinguished as the 2019 Colorado Airport of the Year, that by the Colorado Department of Transportation, or CDOT. The award was presented on Thursday, June 6th. At 2019 at the Colorado Airport Operators Association Spring Conference in Greeley, Colorado. This is the first award of its kind presented by the Colorado Division of Aeronautics that will annually recognize a Colorado public use airport. That airport should exhibit outstanding contributions to the Colorado airport system. And Colorado recently joined nine states in filing a lawsuit to stop the proposed merger of telecom giants T-Mobile and Sprint. Their complaint alleges that the merger of the two of the four largest national mobile network operators would deprive consumers of the benefits of competition and drive up prices for cell phone services. Colorado Department of Law said in a statement issued that joining the $26 billion merger of T-Mobile and Sprint would reduce competition in retail mobile wireless services and that prices that Colorado consumers pay for those services would not be competitive. And finally, nationally, retail sales are bouncing back, hinting at a pickup in consumer spending that could calm fears. The economy has slowed in the second quarter. Retail sales increased 0.5% in May. Revised figures from the Commerce Department show a 0.3% gain in April, revised from 0.2% decline as was originally reported. Come back next week at 9 o'clock Fridays for the Extra Business Edition. See you then.
You've been listening to KRDO's weekly Business Cast with Ted Robertson. Get the latest local business and financial news, along with information on the economy, employment, and more. Published every Friday at KRDO.com. Select the radio tab and click on podcasts.